convergence, 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 conversation gentleman. Do you ever think of that? I didn't notice that until today.
Conversation gentleman.
Gents. All right. That one checked off.
Yep. Item one done. We're going through the list. Actually, yeah. I have got something.
Okay.
But carry on down the list.
Okay, cool. Okay. Next item, I'm going to ask you a question and your answer is going to be no.
Oh, cool.
Did you happen to send me something?
In the mail?
Yeah.
No.
No, you didn't.
Now I feel bad. I should have done.
No, don't feel bad. You shouldn't have done.
Okay.
That was just the running theory we had for a moment, because we got a mysterious UPS tag on our front door. Ooh. Saying that we'd missed them and that they couldn't just drop it off because it required a COD, cash on delivery. Yeah, and I've never had that before, and I was like this still happen? Like, why would UPS even do that? Like, that's so crazy. And then and then Carl looked up the code and saw it came from the UK, and we were like, oh wow, maybe Mark sent us something and it had to, like, there was an extra fee somehow. And then,
I mean, I'm now wondering, maybe it was ages ago. No. Hasn't been. If I have sent you anything, it hasn't been recent.
Well, this morning, I had the time and inspiration to finally get back to the office and here at home, get back into the room of the office and drill holes and reroute wires so that the record player and speakers are fully set up in the right spots without erroneous wires going everywhere and looking cluttery. It's now efficient and tight and hidden and stellar. And now, as I was putting that,
I have an important question.
The record player. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I must know this.
You must.
Because you said speakers. So you're not plumbing the sound from the record player into your whole, like, AV setup.
I haven't set that all up yet, but the record player that I bought is has RCA out, like you would, and Bluetooth out. Yeah. So I can have it set in the office, which is really far away from the amp for the whole house audio. But I think I can have them Bluetooth connected. So if I want to, I can still have the records play throughout the house, but it's nice and tucked away in the office. So it's like the office is kind of like we're turning it into this little chill den of just comfort and stuff. And so it's fun to just, like, put on a record and just be in that small room. But yeah, if we wanted to have it play throughout the whole house, I just haven't set it up yet, but I think I can get it to go. And so that was really exciting for me when I found it was like, oh yeah, Bluetooth and this, and that way I don't have to send a long wire all the way through.
Yeah,
I don't even know how I'd reach the center of the house without it being ugly in some way. But as I was tucking away the wires and getting the records in the right spot, I remembered I placed an order for records from the UK. The Injuna Music Store delivers out of your wonderful country.
Of course, yes. So there you
are. On behalf of me and all of humanity that also appreciates you and the UK, thank you.
I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you contribute to the entirety of the English culture.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Yeah, you're part of it. And so I want to thank you for...
Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. On behalf of the entirety of the UK, you're so welcome.
Oh, That warms my heart. Thank you.
Next.
Yep, check. I'm going to stop messing up your play counts now, I promise.
Oh.
Because I have dropped out of
what's up?
I'm not having an aneurysm. I promise. I just can't find words.
We're a little bit giddy.
What's the term for not freeloading? I'm not gonna password share your dropout anymore. I signed up for a year of dropout.
I mean, it's okay that you do. It's all right.
I know, but it's also I realized this week, or maybe last week. I was talking with Carl, and I've been a fan of College Humor for like 15, 20 years. I don't know how long has it been around, and like I've been watching it for so long, and of course I've watched it on YouTube and I've seen the ads, and so it's contributed microscopically in that way, but I have never sent them any money for the hours and hours of entertainment I have received over the years. And so I was like, you know what, it's time I should send them some money, and send up for a year, and I'm really happy about that.
Nice.
And now now we can. Because I also, I was looking at the different Dimension 20s, and I'm like, which one do I want to start? And then you've watched some and not all, and I don't want to mess up.
That's a minefield. Yeah.
That would be hard to keep track of who's watched what. And I just did like, no. And I already went through a lot of Parlor Room and Smarty Pants and stuff, which you hadn't watched, and like kind of fucked that up. So I'm just going to be like, You can have your safe space now. I'll watch on my own account, because I'm a grown boy making
You're
money.
You're a grown boy. It's a shame though that you did it now, because you didn't get the cheaper rate.
Oh, like, I mean, I got 20% off for buying a year, so it was
nice.
$56 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also I want to send the money. So, no, but the point is to send the money.
Well, congratulations. I know you're not big on giving people money, especially subscriptions. So this is good.
It's really true. It's a thing of mine. I've got gold in my mouth.
Okay. Next,
You are looking now at my final asterisk. I don't know. set of dentures.
Version one final PDF.
Yeah. Right. Finally got the full delivery of what I was supposed to get a year and a half ago.
Woo!
Or about a year ago, maybe.
Sure.
But I started this process almost 2 years ago, and there had so many problems and so many fuck ups and breaks and everything else, that when they finally delivered my final set, she gave me what they called the Bentley of dentures.
Oh, hi.
Instead of just being zirconia, which is like this porcelain or ceramic type material, it's also it's got a titanium bar on one side to bridge a gap between an area where there's no implant, because on my top I have five active implants that the denture mounts to, screws into, and between two of them it's kind of a wide gap. So they have a titanium bar that's supporting there, and then on the underside of both the top and bottom dentures, it's all gold plated to add a lot of rigidity, so I shouldn't even with my clenching at night, because apparently I have mild sleep apnea, which asterisk, we can get to that. I clench at night and I break anything that gets in my mouth, so now we're
right
gonna see if I can finally keep these teeth for the rest of my life, which would be really cool.
Fingers crossed, man. And congratulations. Do you notice, with all that like metal in your head,
Yeah.
Do you notice a difference in? I know it's got to be an astronomically stupid question, but the question remains in my brain. Do you notice like a difference in like weight of your mouth or weight of your face?
Mm. No, it's not a dumb question, and actually, for the first couple seconds, yeah, absolutely, it adjusts really quickly, but the zirconia compared to the acrylic that I had, like night and day different. I was like, whoa, this is weighty. This is weighty. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how heavy teeth feel. It's been a long time. Title.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's a good one. But yeah, it's definitely there's definitely a difference between the acrylic set that I've had for 12 years or so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it feels good. I got the teeth are finally in the right spot, like forward and backwards, up and down, and mm-hmm. And they're not sharp. They didn't grind them to a sharp. And this time they fit them when they installed them into my mouth. They didn't have to spend 4 hours grinding them away so that they could actually fit together. They just fit the way that they were supposed to, which I was like, why hasn't this been happening the whole time? Like, I get it it being messed up once. The scan was messed up. He didn't know that until they put it in my mouth. Understandable. Second time, okay, maybe they didn't realize what the problem was and they're still trying to fix it. Great. Third time, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then the 12th time,
jeez.
I'm just like, guys, like, I'm out of questions. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to ask this any differently. This is wrong. Like, I'm spending. Oh, I, you know, it's wonderfully. It was a gift from my aunt, but she paid more than my college education and hybrid electric car combined for this set of dentures, and this is like. I'm expecting a nice service here.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a quality outcome. And I could have been left with this experience and product that was so underwhelming and so insufficient for what I should have expected if I hadn't like spoken up for myself and said like, no, this is not good enough,
mm-hmm.
which was really hard for me. That's not something I like to do. I'm a people pleaser, and like, so this kind of came at the right time for me because I'm like able to stretch those muscles a little bit and be like, no, this is not good enough. And yeah, I'm just like, no, keep trying. Like, and you know, they apologize many times for the delays and the having to come and come and come and come. And I'm like, honestly, I don't care. Like the interruptions, I'm super lucky and I get to make my own job, make my own hours. I get to come in the middle of whatever day it fits your schedule, whatever. Yeah. It's inconvenient. It's uncomfortable. It's loud and it's demoralizing because I keep coming and this keeps being wrong, but like I can do this all day until you get it right. I just want you to get it right so that I can move on. And and there was a bunch of actual reasons along the way why the problems occurred, some of which I called from the beginning and I was like, this is wrong. And then eventually they figured it out too. Some of the things I had no idea. Some of the things I probably haven't been exposed to. They just didn't even tell me about, like, I didn't even know. But in the end, they finally figured it all out and delivered me something that I'm really, really happy with. And I feel very lucky that my aunt paid for this because I couldn't have, and I really needed new dentures. The previous one, the acrylic ones, they use little plastic cups on the inside of the denture that snap into the nubs of my my implants that kind of stick out of my gum, and it just snaps in and holds on. And those cups, they only last so long, and they started like to not hold very well. And so I got some replacements for them, but then they weren't put in very well, and one of them fell off. I probably swallowed it, I don't know. And then, so then there wasn't as many connecting points, and so it was still weak and falling out again. And it was cracking because I had been wearing a 10-year denture for 12 years. And yeah, so it was time. And I could have just gotten another acrylic one for like a couple thousand bucks. But I was like, you know, what other options are there? And if possible, like, I don't like spending money, but if possible, if I have to spend money, I would rather spend more for the better thing that's going to last me longer and treat me better while I have it. I got the Bentley in my mouth.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was thinking you got the way you were describing it earlier. I was getting like Johnny Ive vibes. You essentially have the Apple of the iPhone Air of dentures.
We take a single
sheet of titanium and we shave it to within an inch of its life.
what was the first watch called? The Edition?
The Edition was like a special thing. They just called it Apple Watch because they don't use the word the anymore. So they just called it Apple Watch.
Right.
And then Edition was like...
There was Apple Watch and Sport and Edition.
Edition was like... That might have been like the titanium one or the fashion... I think it was the fashion one. That was the expensive fashion one.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought there was a gold. I couldn't remember. Maybe I'm...
They've done rose gold. They have done gold as well. You got the fancy.
I did.
You deserve it.
I feel very lucky. Thank you. It's time.
Yeah.
It feels so good. It feels good to chew. Regina, are you aware of that? That's pretty. It's pretty cool feature. The mouth.
of the mouth operating system.
The mouth is. It's not just for talking.
What?
Despite what our podcast would lead you to believe.
Yeah, the mouth is not just for podcasting.
These convergence. No. All right, check.
Next.
Props to you.
Thanks.
Which kind of, actually kind of funny. It ties into what we can't talk about. What we kind of mentioned pre-show, but like, sure. I was thinking so. Margaret just had COVID, unfortunately, for a week and a half or so. And she's been like isolating in the office and sleeping out there and like keeping masked on and we've been, you know, keeping distance and separated and stuff. And I'm a spoiled motherfucker. Like in some way, like obviously I've had traumas and I've had hardships and whatever, but in some areas I'm a spoiled motherfucker. And one thing that's super important to me is like my primary love language is physical touch. And you spend a week not getting that. And I internally and externally, like my skin was starting to crawl. I felt like I was getting I needed to get my fix. I was like really jonesing for some touch and just really missing Margaret. And I was thinking about single people and how hard that it must be to not just always have a person just right there that you can touch. I hope this is okay to say. I was feeling really lucky. Yeah.
Is not something you it's like the reverse frog in boiling water. It's not until you do experience physical touch that you suddenly realize, oh shit, That's what I was missing, and it turns out it's really great. So yeah, it's yeah, it is. It's tricky and yeah, not something that you necessarily want to give up. You know, and yes, you know, dear listener, Brendan is referring to the fact that I may have to give up my current access to physical touch because the strings that are attached are not great. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, hey-ho. It's, you know, yeah, go back to the last 20 years.
Yeah, true, true. I get it, but also, like, I don't know. People gonna do whatever they want, but
oh yeah,
I know. You, yeah, it's weird to try to talk about something you can't talk about. So we'll just move on. Actually, that went through my whole list.
We did well.
The convergence.
Yeah. So speaking as we were of iPhones, the new ones came out.
Yes,
and not only I wouldn't mind one, but like I can't afford one at the moment because I've just had a tax bill, so that's oof, where my iPhone money will be going.
Blah.
But yeah, but I sort of do need one because mine, if I run my finger across the back of it too quickly, then I'll end up with a cut.
Because
it absolutely beaten up. So there is that, and
some drops.
Yeah, and they're not making this size phone anymore, which is a shame.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
which size did you get? And
so I got it last year, and it was the Plus. They're not making
plus-sized phones.
Yeah, they're not making them anymore.
Crazy,
or at least they're not this year. Because they're doing the Air.
Yeah, the Air looks cute.
Crazy thing. They do look cute.
Don't plan on getting it, but
no. And then
for the people that go caseless and just want something like it's pretty like I don't know. I saw Marquise Brownlee's like teardown of it, and he's like, I don't understand who this is for. And it's like it's for the people who want that. Like but I know he just has to make, you know, videos.
He's got to make a video out of it.
Yeah. He's got to make a video about it.
He's got
to. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah. And then the new OS has dropped, and I got it like a day early because I just did the beta or something. It stinks. The new interface, it stinks. It's, and I've been listening to podcasts that have been complaining about it for ages, saying like, there's a storm coming. not exactly that, but like, yeah, this thing's going to land and it's not ready. And it landed, it's not ready. And it's it's gloopy and blobby and like, it's not, liquid glass thing, it's not good. It's not, it was fine. Like it feels so unnecessary, and it feels like, don't look, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Look at this, you know, shiny new design. Like it didn't need to be done. I don't think the interface looked dated.
No.
And if it did, this wasn't it, lads. Like this wasn't the way to do it. So I hope, like they did with iOS 7,
13,
when everything seven, when everything went thin and flat. That they, you know, make some adjustments over time. But right now, like, there's things popping up that are just over the top of other things. There's, like, zero contrast. Things are just harder to read now. It's just they've made it worse. First time, like, flat out. It's just worse. I'm not relishing it coming to the Mac. I was looking forward to it. I was hoping it was going to look cool, but it doesn't look cool. It looks too messy. Bad. Yeah. So I'm shortlisted for an indie podcast award.
Ooh. From what? Tell me more.
So the Independent Podcast Awards is sort of the counterpart to the British Podcast Awards, which are essentially for big, the big guys. Really very much for the big guys. I mean, I made that mistake early on because I used to think that the podcasting was this, you know, level playing field, whatever. And, you know, these are the things that I sponsored for 3 years. And in the last year, we co-created a category because I said to them, listen, you know, you're shutting out most of the world of podcasting and you're only celebrating the 1%. Yeah. So let's actually create an award for real podcasters, please. And so they created a category. Now we
done
have...
Done and done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think they've done away with it. I don't think it exists anymore. So well done them. So that was the one that I was rejected from earlier in the year. I never go to a party or not invited to or whatever. No, what's the phrase? I wouldn't join any club that would have me as a member. There you go. That's the phrase. So fuck them. And then the independent podcast awards looks to be the same kind of thing because it's in the same venue that I used to go for the British Podcast Awards.
Okay.
It's in the same fancy swanky building, King's Place. So they're going to have a whole, a whole deal, a whole shebang. And they've partnered with Apple Podcasts and they've got like special listing in the Apple Podcasts app. So like my app is, my podcast is in a, is in the short list for self-improvement. It's, I reckon.
Walking in stride then.
Life in Stride was I think the one you were thinking of.
Oh, did I say it wrong? Oh, yeah, dang.
It's called Life in Stride.
Life in Stride.
This is Undo.
That one.
Yeah. And I reckon if I place anywhere, I will place bronze. I think I'm up against 7 shows, and there's 2 that I'm like, they're gonna be, they'll be ahead of me, just because of looking at the subject matter. I think there may be other reasons why other shows are ahead of me, but yeah,
politics. I don't mean more, world politics. I mean
No. No, not that kind of politics, to be fair. No, I think it's more the subject matter and the appeal and stuff. But hey, you know.
You got shortlisted. That's fucking cool.
I'm a nominee.
How many podcasts are out there? Yeah.
It's an earnest
There's so many fucking podcasts out there. Like, that's cool that you even got noticed.
Yeah. So, I submitted, but yes.
Of course. How many people submitted? A lot of people, a lot of podcasts were considered without being submitted. Yeah.
A jury of my peers.
Other
people within the industry voted they put me on the list. So, that's lovely. And there'll be a thing that later in the year, a shindig, which I've got to decide whether I go to or not.
You have to go to a shindig.
Yeah,
what a fun term.
Yes, it is.
I dig your shins,
but it'll be
man.
Weird because, like, I have no interest in networking there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's one of those things where if I do go, because I have
just
a
go into the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, absolutely. So matters are complicated further by the fact that the I have an invite to go as someone's plus one anyway, because that person happens to be on the judging panel that did not apparently judge my podcast.
Cool. No conflict.
But the issue pertains to the conversation that we had before we hit record.
Sure.
A conversation may ensue in which that person's like, well, you can't be my plus one anymore. So, I'm not their plus one, but I would have someone to go with. Is the point? I would still have to.
I think we know who they're. Yeah, the problem is the other person. The problem is the plus one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That's code. Speaking in code.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a, as I say, it's an earner.
That's awesome. Yeah. Dude. I'm happy for
so
you.
So that's nice.
You deserve it.
Thank you. Things are moving nicely with Flurry.
Flurry. Awesome. What's the update?
I have the beginnings of a nice looking mobile app, and you can check out, you can grab tickets, and you can do all that kind of stuff. And as of today, you can search for events. And as is often the case, you implement something that you think will be reasonably straightforward, a little bit technical, like search.
Sure.
And then you have to, like following a cable, you have to rip up the floorboards and find a bunch of stuff so that you can then plug this cable in somewhere, because you won't just plug in overground. You've basically got to build a whole underground structure. And so that took longer than expected, but it works and it's fine. that's coming together, and I've been procrastinating and prevaricating over prevaricating.
Can you define that for me, please?
No, but I bet the internet can.
Okay. I love stopping you with just your word choice, because you know more words than I do, and I don't know
about that. To speak or act in an evasive way. To prevaricate. Okay. It was not the right choice of words at the time, which is, you know, I may know words, but I don't know, Tuesday to use them.
Perfect. Title, come on, what?
That was too obscure, but it's going to go in the alternate titles list.
Yeah, alternate title. Okay. I interrupted you, and I have no idea what you're procrastinating. And
I've been procrastinating about and prevaricating about. So I've wanted to like start telling people of the TikTok about this because it's one of the few places now that you can actually get organic reach. Text social networking is dead. I don't know that I was going to start yesterday, but I watched a video from someone that I've been following for a while, and I reached out to them and I said, hey, because they were like, I want to start a platform to help people organize community stuff. Nice. And I was like, would you like us to have a chat? And within, I don't know, an hour and 10 minutes, we were talking and being all enthusiastic, and it was really lovely. And then I kind of felt, you know what, let's go do this, let's do it. I've been putting it off for ages because I haven't, like, I've been sat on, and it's such a familiar thing that lots of people struggle with, and I'm sure I've counseled people around, and we may even have discussions on it ourselves. Like, I was in the perfectionist trap. I was like, if I can't do this because this first video is so important, and there's a degree of like, because the TikTok will, you know, purportedly give you a bit more of a boost for your first video, because it wants you to feel like posting is a good idea. It kind of wants to try and reward you.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Yeah, did you, tangent that we'll come back to this, but
sure.
Did you see Brendan Lee Mulligan's first TikTok?
Yeah, I did.
That was great.
Yes. And then I saw someone do a teardown of like his other two, because he's now got two posts, and one of them is a remix of the first one, and then another one is clips from Dimension 20. And so someone's like, someone's running his TikTok account. What the? Of course someone's running his TikTok account. Oh, God.
You think he's going to waste his time with that? No. He's got worlds to improv. Are you kidding me?
Worlds beyond number to improv. So it started out and like there was nothing, and then it started to sort of trickle in. Mm-hmm. I got a comment from someone, and then I did a thing where I posted, I felt very TikTok native, where I posted a video reply to that comment. All sorts of stuff.
Didn't even know you could do that.
I know. I did it wrong.
I've never used, and you did it wrong. Explain.
So it appears as the comment appears on the video as a little sticker. And if you're recording yourself, because we'll talk about perfectionism and editing and stuff. So I run my video through, you know, some sort of editing before it goes up. And so if I hadn't done that, if I'd have just like held my phone out and started speaking, as lots of people do, I could have grabbed the sticker that's got the comment and moved it around or dismissed it as I'm recording the video. And that would have been reflected in the finished video. Mm. As it happens, I just uploaded the video as it was, and it stuck the sticker on half of my face, and it just stayed there. So I look like a granddad who doesn't know how to use TikTok. And you know
but
what?
It was just a reply, though. So it was just ethereal. Yeah, it's not going to be on your thing. Now you know.
I'm fine with it.
Love it.
It's fine.
Granddad.
I recorded this video last night, and I took it to my editing software, and I started like doing all these cuts and little zooms, not like mad stuff, but just like cutting here and a little zoom or a little pan or whatever. And I stopped myself halfway a fifth of the way through, and I was like, no, dude, you've got to get into the habit of just shooting, and you know, adjust the camera afterwards and do a little bit here and add some subtitles, but you've got to just be able to post. It's a longer video, but it's a more honest, you know, video, so we will see. My hope is, you know, as things start to progress, it'll build up and bubble up and you know, do this. I'm going to try and do it every day, just make something fairly low effort but personable and personal, and like, here's what I'm building, here's what I'm working on, to start trying to build the audience. And you know,
hell yeah,
results are all right, actually, because some people have signed up for the mailing list, so that's
hell
good.
hell yeah.
So, you know, some movement of the needle, because that, you know, that's what we're gonna need.
It's interesting. It's because it's an interesting service to promote, because are people gonna go to Flurry to find events, or are they gonna check out through Flurry for an event they already know about? Or both. I mean, probably both, but...
Yeah. So, essentially, they are... the idea is that once there's a... You know, once there are more than one event on there...
Yeah.
You know, if people have the app, it might be the kind of thing... My hope is it becomes the kind of thing that people check to see, like, what's happening, what's going on.
Yeah, what's near
me? Might I be able to join? And you can just... book your ticket and away you go. That's sort of what I'm hoping for.
Right now, it seems like your potential clientele or people that you want to see this is people who are putting on events.
Yes.
So that they can add the event to Flurry, and then people could use that to check out.
The website is where so much of the work has already gone in. The web app, because that's where you actually create the events. Because at the moment, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do on the app, but there'll be either some kind of thing to say like,
Use the website to create events or something. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out.
If Apple will allow you to say that websites exist.
Yes. Well, luckily, I'm not doing anything involving money with Apple. And even if and this is, it's not, it's very much an unintended consequence of this. But because Flurry is only for in-person events and I have no plans to support remote events, that means that I can take money without using Apple's in-app purchase system.
Still UK only?
Well, it's funny that I was looking at a line of code today where I've got a country list and it just says UK. And I sort of I had a moment to myself of going, are we happy with that? Are we going to... I don't know yet. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, it'll expand out. But so far, the interest is seems to be retained within the UK.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's one day, but it's nice to have got a nibble or a couple of nibbles and a couple of people that want to have a chat and stuff, which is always really a good sign. You know, it's how things started with Podient. I feel, and I'm really pleased that I was able to find this person, and have a conversation with them, because they're kind of exactly the right person.
Amazing.
And they've got, you know, they've got a bit of reach. Like me, they've got their own community project. But they've been, you know, they've been doing the TikTok thing. So,
awesome.
And they're really enthusiastic. So like it bodes well.
They have some assets.
Yeah, they do.
Amazing. Yes. That's super cool, man. Yeah. You got good things going on. Podcast awards and, progress on your project.
I have to. I have to remind myself of that sometimes, and then other times it's like, yeah, that's fine. But then I get a huge tax bill, and I'm like,
looking forward to that.
And there's all that. But yeah, I think happiness is a curious thing, I don't know, like. I've been thinking about the last, you know, few years and my particular, like, midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
My sort of, you know, crisis of like, purpose and my, like, yeah. I'm fully just owning the fact that I've, you know, at least for the last 4 years, been trying to figure out, like, what the hell I do and where I fit, and you know, trying various things. And I think having recentered myself a little bit in terms of thinking about community stuff, that's provided much more of a like stable footing. It's like it's kind of an anchor. It's like, you know, I might just as like. In a sense, podcasting was kind of my like pivot point. It's like the you know, it's the bit on the ball of my foot where I can sort of swivel around and I can go and look at things in different directions, but ultimately I'm pivoting from the same point.
Yeah.
And this feels like the same kind of thing. It's like thinking in terms of what can we do to get people and the more conversations I have with people about what I thought was not exactly a fringe idea, but I thought wasn't necessarily going to be met with universal understanding, this idea of the drift to the right through, you know, coming through social isolation and stuff. More and more people are like not letting me get to the end of my sentence before they're going, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
You know, it's clearly a thing. And more there's this sense of like me putting my skills towards something that I believe can make a difference.
Amazing.
And, you know, we think about, I was going to say our mutual friend, but really, you know, she's far more your friend than she is mine. That's no judgment. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, if we think about Billy
our mutual friend, yes.
Our mutual friend. How you and I were able to do what we do,
yeah,
to give her a voice and give her a degree of agency or just a platform, yeah, that she wouldn't have had otherwise, or would have been a lot harder to come by, you know.
She was literally seriously rejected by multiple other institutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for us to come at this and go, well, you know, your story deserves to be told, your viewpoint deserves to be heard, and you know, we've got enough, certainly for me anyway, enough piss and vinegar to be like, you know what, I know how to string a sentence together, I know how to write a press release. If someone wants to take a fight to my door, they can fight that PR battle, and good luck on them, you know.
Yeah.
More cryptic conversations that make no sense to the listener, but yes.
I'm thankful it didn't come to that.
No.
Although, you know, it did, I think, make things worse for her by having stuff on, by her sharing her story.
Yeah.
Not that that's her fault. It's the system's fault and his fault, but man, it just doesn't feel good. Ugh.
Sure doesn't. And you know, as I've just reminded myself, you know, this podcast is legal evidence.
Oh my God, yeah. that was just insane. That whole thing was just so
insane. What a crazy time.
What a fucking crazy time. Yeah. And they didn't, I mean, it was so funny to listen to our podcast in the arbitration.
Oh my God. I can't even.
I was just giggling while, like, internally, like, I was trying not to show it, but it was is, not only is this just comical and weird, but also what you're bringing forward has, like, no bearing on the case. Like, it wasn't helpful or hurtful in any way. It was just like, what are we doing? It's like, oh, this guy talks. Okay. And then, you know, and then the fucking, the arbitration just ending with nothing we said over the couple, the days of arbitration mattered at all. It was just, none of the emails, none of the text messages, none of the records, any of it factored in at all. It was just what the arbitrator decided some part of the contract meant. Mm-hmm. And it's not even what the contract says. It's just ridiculous. It's their own interpretation. It completely contradicting the expert witness that the other lawyer called in and interviewed, who sided with me nearly the entire time. And yeah, it's fucking baffling. The whole thing was baffling. But you know, then my contract is much better now. It has a definition section. And it has some pretty good clauses in there that are very protective of me.
Good.
It's like, oh, okay, I gotta actually stand up for my, like, initially my contract was made to satisfy the fact that the CCB requires you to have a contract for any project worth more than $2,000. It's
right.
Like, okay, I have to have one because that's the rules. So I have one, and it just basically says I'm gonna do some work and you're gonna pay me. And you know, as time goes on and lawsuits happen, just like terms of service are getting ever and ever expanded because of lawsuits, so are contracts.
Yeah.
And as things come up, you know, just keep adding and adding. And my contract, I used to feel very I took pride in the fact that I kept my contract to a single readable page.
Sure.
It's just like you can just see the whole thing. You can digest it. It's not going to take forever. You're just going to understand it and move on. Now it's like, I think the template it's either 6 or 7 pages. And that's before I put in any of the information about what the actual project is.
Gah.
And it sucks. But that's
yeah, there's listening to Merlin Mann recently, I think he was he'd sort of had this, has this viewpoint that every sign exists because something along the lines of like every sign exists because somebody had a bad day. You know, because somebody did something that they weren't supposed to do. And so yeah, they had to make a sign.
There's a sign I just noticed on a left turn at a four-way stop intersection with a light. There's a sign that says watch for oncoming traffic. I'm just like, yeah, that's like, isn't that rule number one? Isn't that basic? Isn't that what we're always supposed to do?
Yes.
Why is this intersection special?
And it's the signage equivalent of someone who just needs to have their voice heard.
Yeah. Obey traffic laws. Oh man. And I know it's because it's an intersection where a lot of people make a left turn and there's not a lot of people coming towards you. Mm-hmm. So like people, I think they just kind of assume that they can just always make the turn and not there's not going to be somebody coming at them. But it's just kind of funny to see a sign that says, watch for oncoming traffic. Mm. Yeah, of course.
Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are.
Assholes in the rear. Yeah. Sorry, listener, I didn't mean to just say assholes out of nowhere. The context is that reminded me of Ace Ventura, the intro where... But then I kind of just trailed off with the quote because I couldn't remember the exact quote. And I was like,
assholes.
Yeah. I used to have so many, especially Jim Carrey and David Cross and Bob Odenkirk, quotes and like one-liners and references that would just come up all the time for me in my 20s and 30s. And now in my 40s, they come up in my head. I remember them, and then I can kind of start them sort of sometimes. And then I'm like, what was the actual quote?
Oh,
what
am I? How's it finish?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be on a podcast tomorrow talking about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And I'm going to rewatch the film in a bit because it's a film podcast, but I don't think we're going to talk that much about the film. it seems like a nice thing to do. It's one of those where it's like there are so many good lines that you want to be able to reel off well.
Yes.
And the one that always... well, I should be able to do it now because I've heard it so many times after having edited the podcast, but it was on display in the bottom of a locked filing cabinet stuck in a disused drawer with a sign on the door saying, Beware of the leopard. Yeah. I think that's right.
That sounds right.
I had to go down to the cellar with a torch. Well, the lights had probably gone. So had the stairs. Oh, God. Oh, God, I love it so much.
It is super good.
I'm going to look forward to doing that. But, yeah. Nope. Thought I had something. Didn't. I was really hoping my brain would be like, I jumped out of the plane and my brain did not have a parachute.
Yep.
Like, you're on your own, buddy!
And as always, self-observation is the greatest tool towards awakening. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Go Hawks.
That's not our theme song.
Let me do this. There, I get some
light in here. All right. Oh, now I gotta twist that. Okay.
And I minimized.
Just gotta make it so that we have to cut something off the beginning, or else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, is it even a podcast if we don't have to cut the beginning?